Welcome here. What do you expect from the meeting of all teams to follow group tomorrow?
Well, we hope to get the best for us, but then I think everybody will be the same opinion. So we hope that we can get some good fixtures for us. But in the end, we have to play everybody twice. So whichever way it comes, we take it.
The interest here is quite big. How important is this program?
Oh God, it's very, very important for us. You know, we have we didn't qualify for the European Championships, so now the next one is huge for us. It's a very difficult group, but we would hope that we will have a chance to qualify.
What do you prefer as a start?
Oh, we don't. You know, it's very difficult to know. We you know, everybody has their own agenda, but we will have to discuss in the meeting and do the best we can.
Is there any chance to lead the team to the qualifications? You,
I think that it's possible for us to qualify, maybe perhaps in a playoff, but because obviously Italy is very, very strong, and I think, you know, Bulgaria is strong, but you know, we also, if we can get our thing right, we can be strong, and we will be very competitive, and hope that we can in qualification.
What you can say about the Bulgarian team?
Well, the Bulgarian team is very, very good. Very good technically. We know, obviously, some of the players. Probably the most well-known is, obviously, playing in England, is Berbatov, who is a fantastic player. But, you know, they obviously, over the years, we have played Bulgaria many times, and they're very, very good. Technically excellent, and I don't expect this team to be any different.
What game do you remember?
I played against Bulgaria a long time ago.
When?
Before you were born.
That was the game.
Yes, I don't remember the year of the thing, but we have drawn Bulgaria before when we played. I think we had maybe three or four people sent off here in Sofia in one of the games. So it's a tough fixture.
Do you want to take the job as an Ireland coach?
No, I won't be taking the job.
No?
No, I won't be taking the job, no. I'm but I think before, in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we will have a coach in place, and then it'll be.
And who's the favorite?
Oh, I don't. Oh. Every paper has a different favorite.
Any hints? Any hints?
No hints at all at the moment. But it depends which paper you read. You know, you know what the journalists are like. Part of it.
Do you think that Italy could not be the first in the group?
Well, I think logically they will be the first. You know, because Italy is Italy. So logically they will be first, and I think. Perhaps the rest of us are fighting for second, but it would be a real surprise if Italy were not first. But you know, who knows?
Can you ask something about the recent form of the best, one of the best players in England, Damian Duff, and of course Robbie Keane?
Well, Robbie Keane is having a very good season. You know, at Spurs, he's scored lots of goals. Damian Duff has come back after almost a year with injury, so. Damien is probably still not at his best yet. We would hope that in another month or so that Damien will be at his best. But with these two players, we always have a chance, you know. The same as I'm sure that you think with Berbatov, you will have a chance. So we're the same with Keane and Duff. We feel that if we can get organised, that these players can do something special.
Okay. Mr. Gibbons, you're a QPR legend, so you're officially the richest club in England. How do you feel?
Well, I tell you, when I played, we were the richest club. But no, it's I'm glad now that QPR is on the up again, because it's gone through some bad times from the mid 70s when I played, and now hopefully it will start to rise again, and it'll be.
Do you think that money can buy success?
No, but it helps. It's like life, you know. Money helps.
You were part of Manchester United too. Do you think that Berbatov?
Oh, Berbatov! I think Berbatov can play anywhere. You know, Berbatov is a real class player. He can play in any of the top clubs in the world, anywhere. So I don't know if. Excuse me. So yeah, I don't know whether I mean, Manchester United say that they're not about to buy anybody, but Berbatov can play at any of the top clubs. He can play at Real Madrid, Barcelona. He has got class, you know, and it's difficult to deal with that.
And what do you think about the other Bulgarians in the Premier League, Martin Petrov and Stylian Petrov?
Yes, I saw Stylian Petrov on Saturday for Villa. I think he has. At Villa, he still hasn't produced the kind of form that he played at Celtic. I don't know why, but he was very quiet on Saturday. But you know, as I said before, we know that the Bulgarian players technically are very, very good and strong, and they have shown in past World Cups that they are very, very competitive. So it'll be difficult for us, but we'll try.
Robitin or Berbatov?
Ah.
Which player do you think? Who is the best? Together.
Yes. Yeah. No. I. You know. I would. It's difficult to make a choice. I just think that at the moment, Berbatov is showing. You know, over the last year in England, he has shown some fantastic things. So maybe. You know, Berbatov is just. I'd like to say Keane. But maybe it's Berbatov.
Do you have any impression from the youngsters, Bulgarian young players?
Not really. We played against the under 21 team.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are some good players, some very, very good technical players. We won just lately in the last minute, but you know, we know that, you know, when you have this technical ability, anything is possible.
Your opinion for the play of Shea Given against Manchester United in the last match?
I didn't see the game, but my opinion is Shea Given is probably one of the best goalkeepers in the Premiership. So, but on Saturday I didn't see this game because I was busy.